Hello?
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Jeremy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a small 4-minute survey about issues in Phoenix. May I please have just 4 minutes of your time to participate, please?
What's up?
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. So, am I speaking to Titus?
Yes,
okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I pronounced it incorrect. And do you currently live in Phoenix?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things in Phoenix have gone on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of south of Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, you are a male, and I don't need your birth date. I just need the year you were born. That way we know that on the record that you are 18. What year were you born?
1981.
Oh, thank you. Same here. I was born in 1981, too. Thank you. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial?
Yes. Yes.
Pacific Islander?
No. African-American.
Oh, thank you. Overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine to be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's fair.
Good? Oh, fair?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate on each of these on a scale from a 1 to 5, where a 1 means that it would mean very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. So the first one is more parks and recreational opportunities. What number would you give it?
5.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
What was the second question?
Oh, so the second one is better streets, to have better streets and better road maintenance. You think that would help improve the quality of life?
A two.
Thank you. What about better public transportation options?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
More good paying jobs?
5.
And the last one on this topic is more affordable housing options to buy or rent.
2.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or a homemaker?
Self-employed.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, this next list of 5 I'm going to read to you are about commercial development, and I'm going to read you on each of these, please tell me if yes or no, you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. So there's a yes strongly, a yes somewhat, and a simple no. The first one is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly yes or a somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Thank you. The next one is grocery stores and supermarkets.
Strongly yes.
Thank you. Doctor offices and hospitals.
Strongly yes.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Strongly yes.
And the last one on this is dollar stores and discount chains.
Strongly yes.
Thank you. Awesome. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing it in a little small box, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
I'll say
the name of the stores, if you can, please.
Walmart.
Okay. Walmart.
What else? Costco.
Costco, okay.
Restaurant Depot.
Home Depot?
Restaurant Depot.
Oh, restaurant, okay. Yes.
And U.S. Foods.
Okay, thank you.
And Sam's Club.
Okay, perfect. I like that store. Okay. Thank you for that. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or it's not a problem at all?
So it's in between. I got my properties in Levine when they were cheap. Right now, Levine is very expensive.
Oh, very expensive. So then it's a very big problem then, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and the second one on this is basically the opposite. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is that a big problem as well? A fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a slightly big problem.
Okay, thank you. All right, now, the next four on this list, I'm going to read you. Please tell me if yes or no, if you would like to see more of this type of business. I'm sorry, this type of housing. The first one is multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes, you would like to see more of? No. Okay.
No.
What about more housing options for seniors?
No.
Townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Single family detached homes?
Yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home or do you rent your home or are you living with your friends or family?
Oh, actually on the previous question is more than 10 years.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
The previous question is more than 10 years, not 5 to 10.
Oh, let me go back. Thank you. Just a second. So between 11 and 10 and 20 years, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And so do you own or do you rent or do you live with your friends and or family?
I own.
Thank you. And this will be the last list, I promise. And then we're pretty much almost done. So this list I'm going to read to you are proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On each of these, tell me if you are in favor of or you oppose. Now, there's a strong favor, a somewhat favor, there's a somewhat opposed, and a strongly opposed. The first one is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, also condominiums, in the same neighborhood. You oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you.
Strongly opposed.
What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly opposed.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Now change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. So we're at 91%, almost finished. And this last few questions or three questions is just about statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A degree. I have a college degree.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than 125,000 annual household income?
More than 125,000.
Thank you. And I know your name because I said it in the beginning of the call. Finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Titus.
Thank you, Titus. It was my pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of your night. Take care.
Oh, you do. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yoga. Bye-bye.
Bye.